Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
The Broadway. Shake up. with Kelly. Can I have the legendary Elder Woman Mother to talk to the floor? Kelly? Everlasting. Walk the runway. Everlasting. And she's real Miss Bet. Everlasting. Performance diva.
Bitter Bitch Tuesday for all you motherfucking bitter bitches out there that can't motherfucking take. It is Bitter Bitch Tuesday. How the fuck you doing? How is everybody doing in the chat room? How is everybody doing that's on the phone line, honey? It's What the Fuck Tuesday / Bitter Bitch Tuesday. Whatever's on your mind, on your chest, on your breast, you can feel free to definitely press 1. And definitely come here, and definitely this is the place where you can definitely vent and get it all out, honey. It's a no-holds motherfucking bar for you girls. For all you other girls that keep calling in here and y'all trying to get through and you can't get through, wonder why. Just keep trying. Star 69 is what it is. How you doing, honey? Bitch, we're here, and we're going to have a good time, and we're going to have some fun, and we're going to play with the girls. You like to play, we like to play. So let's everybody come out and all play, honey. It's going to be fun, honey. It's going to be some real good shit here tonight, honey. But you know what I tell you every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, honey? If you would like to advertise yourself or anything that you have going on, definitely hit me up on Facebook, and you can find me on the book, honey, and definitely get your information out there. And, you know, I'll give you all the information that you need to get it out there. Let's pay some bills, honey, with the Baltimore Free Alliance Ball this weekend, Saturday, in Baltimore, Maryland.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the second annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status, Saturday, December 10th, 2011, at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Free HIV testing, door prizes, and raffles.
Cost for the function.
Commentated by the icon Jay Blonick and Sierra Ebony. Beats by the legendary Vonna Lore.
Know Your Status.
Categories include Mini Grand Prize number 1, Sex Siren. Mini Grand Prize 2, Legendary Open to All. Grand Prize number 1,
$500.
Runway Open to All. Grand Prize number 2, $500. Open to All Performance. Special category, the house with the most people tested.
For more information, please call Keith Ebony Holt at 443-690-5044.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the second annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status. Saturday, December 10th, 2011, at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201.
Know Your Status.
Yes, honey. And our next commercial comes from the North Carolina Alliance with the North Carolina Awards Ball.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icons. Jack Mizrahi, an icon, Jay Manila Blahnik, DJ, legendary Vonna Lore, grand prize, $1,500, Bush Queen Realist with a Twist, mini grand prize, $500, Bush Queen Vogue Fest, mini grand prize, $2,500 Book Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Segment, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team frequent, one trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Yes, that's the North Carolina Awards Ball. Our next commercial comes from Mother Sophia Davenport. Honey, all the way from, I forget what part of Ohio. I forgot what part of Ohio. But Mother Sophia Davenport is having her Queen of Hearts Ball that's going to be coming your way in Ohio.
The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pop. Open to all runway. $250. Stem Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
Yes, honey, that's in Youngstown, Ohio. And that's Mother Sophia Darion's ball in Youngstown, Ohio. Honey. Yes, honey, baby. Yes. Hold on, I see my girlfriend. Is hitting me up on Yahoo, honey. And she's here, honey. She's here. All the way from London, honey. It's a tea party.
I come every time you come around my London. London Bridge, wanna go down live. London.
Mouth, you have to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Matty, you're supposed to verb like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Miss London, are you there?
Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Miss London, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, honey. You know, it's What the Fuck Tuesday / Bitter Bitch Tuesday.
Oh, it's a lot of those.
Yes, honey. So, you know, I'm doing fine, honey. Just relaxing, honey. Enjoyed my wonderful day, honey, here at home, honey. You know, I'm getting up tomorrow, honey, and we're going to have me a wonderful day. Me and my daughter, we're going to the spa tomorrow, honey, to go get us some microderm abrasions and a chemical peel and a massage.
That's lovely. Hello, chat room.
Yes. Hi to the girls in the chat room. Hi to the girls on the phone lines, honey. It's a lot of girls just keep getting disconnected tonight, honey, and I wonder why. Honey. So what's going on with you, Miss London?
I'm just sitting here getting a lot of threats. It's just a lot of come through promises. A lot of people making promises that they really can't keep.
Oh, well, who's threatening you?
No, it's just a lot. It's just a lot of backlash. I don't know why, but it's a lot of bitter bitches.
It's definitely a lot of those. A lot of those is definitely falling around. A lot of bitter bitches is definitely running around here. I'm ganging at all the motherfucking bitter bitches.
It's a lot of ripe bitches. Bitches that's just not done yet. It's a lot of ripe bitches. You know how a banana is just not fully done yet. It's ripe. It's a lot of ripe bitter bitches.
It's definitely a lot of that money running around here. I'm just gagging at the girls that everybody has so much to fucking say. I'm really gagging.
Yeah.
Like bitches wanna hide behind screen names and go on Facebook and wanna read and say all types of things. Body bitch, you just pick up the phone, Miss Sang, and say what you gotta say, Miss Sang. Girls wanna be real and do all types of things, honey. I'm gagging at them. I'm not well with it, honey. I'm really not, honey. Baby. But they're going to get the drift, honey. They're going to get the message. Someone's going to say the wrong thing, honey. And they're going to make me come out. Won't you leave that dog alone and sit down?
Kiki, honey. I don't even want to mention her name. That's how non-relevant she is.
What happened?
Oh, she's talking about Tree. Non-relevant.
What happened with Tree?
Oh, she's just non-relevant. It's not even to get into it.
Oh, shit. It's a fucking mess, honey. I don't know, girls. I don't know. Where is... You know who I want to see? I want to know what's her what the fuck, honey. I haven't... See, hold on. I have a call up. 804-397. You're live on the air on Bitter Bitch Tuesday. Hello? 804-397. You're live on the air on Bitter Bitch Tuesday. Oh, well, I guess not, honey. I guess you're gone, honey. Thank you for calling in, though, honey. Bitch. Thank you for definitely calling in, honey. Anybody else that's on the phone line and you want to talk about any bitter bitches that you have in your life, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open, and we can definitely get the madness started. Who wants to start it off, bitch? Everybody want to sit here and Everybody wants to sit here and everybody just want to listen to me, bitch, but nobody wants to say anything. I don't understand. I really know. What do you think about that, Miss London?
You know, a lot of girls just don't have F balls.
Oh, hold on. We have a caller. 908-374. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. I'm just gagging because the girls have so much to say.
Yeah, baby. Well, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, in my little part, like, we have our own little ballroom scene over here. It's like a little Kiki scene or whatever. And bitches are reading because, like, somebody got chopped. Because we have our little 250 ball over here. And it was Grandpa's 250. And girls are going on Facebook, making up groups, hiding behind screen names, finding Google images, and saying things. Like, bitch, it's a little Kiki scene. We're in here to have fun. Remember Stephanie Milan when she's at the latex bar? It's just a Kiki. Like,
you know, that's just how the bitter bitches are. That's what they do. They hide behind secret groups and things. They want to sit and read bitches and all types of things.
And you know what? We pay them that
because... Just maybe they hate their own lives, so they try to make someone else's life miserable.
Oh, shit.
Yes, because if you can't meet me on the back of the runway, then shut the fuck up.
I know that's right, honey. You got any other bitter bitches that you want to talk about?
They just don't have names. Like, they're non-motherfucking factor bitches. They hide behind screen names. Ashanti Webster, who the fuck are you? What else? Who else?
Oh, well, bitch, I was calling a non-motherfucking factor last night, bitch. I was a non-motherfucking factor, honey, so, bitch, please. Honey, it's a lot of non-motherfucking factor bitches running around here. They called me one last night.
Oh, what's the shade? Are they mad at you?
I don't know what it is, bitch. I really don't know what it is, honey. But baby, I'm going to show the girls who's really the factor and who's the non-motherfucking factor.
Work, Kelly, because that's what you are. You're over on Mother Couture. That's what they
yes,
call
you. You can't get no better than that.
Have a good night, Kelly. Can you please put me back on hold?
Okay, I'll put you back on hold. Alrighty.
Kelly,
okay.
Kelly,
anybody else is on the phone lines, and you have any statements, anything that you want to say, feel free to definitely press 1, honey. We're here, and we're live, honey, and we're on the phone lines, honey, bitch. What the fuck?
Kelly, you smoke cigarettes, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you smoke cools?
No, I don't smoke cools. Ew. I used to smoke cools back in the days when I started smoking cigarettes. But then I upgraded to Newports.
Oh, they don't sell Newports out here like that.
They don't?
No, they do, but it has what you can get from it out here.
Oh, that's so fierce, honey. Where's Nicole at? I seen she was on the lines, honey, but she disappeared, honey. I want to know what does she think about What the Fuck Tuesday / Bitter Bitch Tuesdays. A fucking con. Yes, thank you, darling. Thank you to all the girls that's in the chat room, honey. I definitely gotta give a shout out to one of my listeners that has been listening for years, which we have been here for so fucking long, and she has definitely been here, bitch, through the transition of us transitioning over from Tom number to our own number and everything. I gotta give a shout out to motherfucking Tanae from motherfucking Atlantic City. That's my bitch. I definitely gotta give her a shout out. She always listens to the show. She always gives me positive feedback about the show and everything. So shout out to all the girls in Atlantic City and Tanae. How you motherfucking doing, bitch? Yes, sorry. I don't know. Hold on, I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'll be back from these words from our sponsor.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the 2nd Annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status, Saturday, December 10th, 2011, at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Free HIV testing, door prizes, and raffles.
Cost for the function.
Free. Commentated by the icon Jay Blonick and Sierra Ebony. Beaten by the legendary Vaughn Allure. Know Your Status. Categories include Mini Grand Prize number 1, Sex Siren. Mini Grand Prize 2, Legendary Open to All. Grand Prize number 1,
$500.
Runway, open to all. Grand Prize number 2, $500. Open to all performance. Special category, the house with the most people testing.
For more information, please call Keith Ebony Holt at 443-690-5044. Now you're sad.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the 2nd Annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status. Saturday, December 10th, 2011, at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201.
Know Your Status.
Yes, we're definitely back from our commercial break, honey. We're definitely here live on the air on Bitter Bitch Tuesday. London, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just spectating.
Okay, we got another caller. 347-313, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly. Hi, Londra.
Hello.
How are you doing, darling?
I'm good. I'm just calling to let you know that I feel that Chi Chi Mizrahi is a bitter bitch. She vogues like, she looks like spaghetti. And she just lives under the Jack Mizrahi lifestyle.
Okay.
And, you know, the 1-800 massage the girls.
Here we go again. Thank you, Carla, for definitely calling in.
I just don't condone them type of activities.
baby, here we go again.
Hello, if we say something, they're going to say that you told me to say it.
Listen here, bitches. I keep telling you girls on Yahoo, do not buzz me. Bitch, if you send me a message, do not buzz me. Okay? I keep telling you girls, do not fucking buzz me. Okay, thank you. And I fucking thank you, bitch. Don't be buzzing me, bitch. All you gotta do is call in here. You do not have to fucking buzz me. Okay? Well, we're waiting for the legendary mother, the overall East Coast mother, Nicole Khan, to call in here, honey. And we're gonna get the motherfucking madness sorted, honey. But I'm waiting for my sister to call in here, honey. Cause it's gonna get nasty, honey. It's gonna get real nasty up in here on Bitter Bitch Tuesday.
Overall mother.
Baby. Honey. Baby. You said what? Hold on, hold on, hold on. What?
One as soon as London said over our mother. I was there the whole time. Hi, London. How are you? Hey, America. How's everyone? What's going on? Y'all had such a fabulous show last night.
Well,
we
thank you.
We was on and popping. Hi, everybody on the phone lines. Of course, I hope everybody's on my show tomorrow. We're going to go all exclusive, all out the door, back in front with the icon pioneer, Tony Revlon. So make sure you're all there, Perch. London, you too. You're truly invited.
Oh, why, thank you.
It's going to be a very, very, very good interview. But what's juice tonight? I'm just standing here, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as, you know, preparing myself to help you guys, because Queensbridge been in Orlando for a long time. How are they coming back to New York?
Mm. Baby, girl.
Who's boss?
It's that's the CEO. That's the CEO. Her name is Queensbridge.
London, I'm disappointed in you. You're not doing your homework.
We're taking it straight home tonight.
Oh, you guys said that she was ghetto.
That who wasn't ghetto?
No, that she was ghetto.
Oh, she can be ghetto.
She is ghetto. She can be white woman.
You never heard this word. I don't know if you heard this word before, but she's ghetto fabulous. That's what she is.
And you know what, London, I'm going to keep it real with you because I know you're a little confused. Ghetto family is another word for Benji fabulous. So you could take it that way. Benji's just another
okay.
word for, yeah. Or the Mary, Jennifer Lopez making, Puff Daddy, all them type of clothes where, you know, that type of look. That's the ghetto fabulous, you know.
Nicole, do you know any bitter bitches out there, honey? Because it's what the fuck Tuesday, that's bitter bitch Tuesday.
No, well, I know, to be honest, I'm not going to be fake. I know a lot of bitter bitches. Me concerning about them, I told Jasmine, this is my word. Go ahead, somebody press one, come and read me, whatever. But I don't acknowledge co-existers. I don't acknowledge them. And somebody, Jasmine, I was talking to Jasmine, she said, what the fuck is that? That's my word. That's what makes it cute. Nicole made it up. I don't acknowledge co-existers, meaning what it means, they don't really exist. So there's no acknowledgement for them being bitter or whatever it is. That's them, and they have to deal with that. I'm not looking to – that's not taking my energy. So there's a lot out there. I'm sneaky. But you know what y'all think y'all talking about? Y'all are talking about sneaky, cold, bitter bitches. Hide behind the wall, cold bitter bitches. That's what y'all talking about. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hide behind your children, you said, London?
Yeah.
No. Cold bitter. Now, this is what y'all talking about. Y'all not talking about this the over, you know, you're talking about people that are sneaky with you or they're not approaching with their own self.
You have to call them mouth hole bitches. Mousy hole bitches. Little bitches that hide in rambuck and mouth holes when they're scared.
Oh, my lanta, honey. The girl.
It's so quiet. Kelly, how full is that line?
The lines are full. The lines are jam-packed. The girls are on the line, honey.
Okay. I'm not a part of the Rumble, the Royal Rumble, that will probably take place. Oh, what Keith Sweat, bitch. I'm not a part of that, but I'm going to have to make it hot because you guys are on the line, and I'm sitting here smoking my kale and got my banana pina colada ready, and y'all just listening. So maybe we need to go left so that somebody can get angry.
Well, go left.
Thank you.
So we have a caller. Keisha, you're there.
Hey.
What's going on,
darling? Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, London.
Hello.
Kelly, you had me yesterday. That show was motherfucking. I know your ratings was high. But I must give you kudos because you held your ground. And, Kelly, I'm so glad that you being a legend in the scene, you admit that a lot of people got over because they were in a certain house. And I'm glad you put that shit on air because there's a lot of bitter bitches who don't be with, they shouldn't be where they're at, but because of who or who they stood behind is why they are where they're at right now. I want to say this to you. I want to put somebody on blast. I want to put Greenhouse on blast because they are one of the racist motherfucking clubs in NY motherfucking city, okay? And they're lucky I didn't call Maggie to come shoot that motherfucking place down for the shit that goes on in that nasty, despicable club. But me and my three girlfriends and one girl, Sean, went to the club, and the fucking drag queen at the door said, "We are too ghetto. She said, Kanush. Kanush is on there. So, Kanush, what did she say? Hello?
No,
Kelly?
Yeah, she there.
Oh, she's not on, but she said that we didn't have a look.
Oh, baby, I heard a couple of girls, baby. It's not, oh, baby, don't take it as shade mistake. I heard a couple of fab femme queens, honey. Baby, they ain't get up in there either, honey. They threw them shade, too.
Kelly, and I have another question for you, Kelly. I want your honest opinion.
Yes.
Remember the 5,000 collections ball with Ginger Vogue against Christina?
Yes.
We all do.
Who do you think should have won in your opinion?
What do you mean? Wait a minute. Did you not remember how controversial that motherfucking show was?
But the tables have turned now, Nicole.
The tables have not turned at all. And there's no disrespect. See, this is why I don't come up here, because I need for everybody to know I'm not on the CEO side. Kelly is my sister. I like to be neutral and not analyze. I'm going to say what's right, and I'm going to say the tables never turned. It was a one-night-only thing then, and it was a last-night-only thing. So there's not turning. It's still nothing. She's the icon, bitch. There's no question about that. I just don't. What type of question was that?
She just spent it on a little bit of everything. She was supposed to get that nose done, but that's
why you have London here, because see, London is going to tell the people what the people, the calls, are really thinking, and they are not allowed to say because you don't want to be attacking people. But that's like,
but
I just asked
the question now, Nicole, since I'm no longer a Ms. Rahi. That's why Keisha's asking the question.
So you want to see if Kelly has a different opinion? I didn't care about her opinion then. You remember that? She was being a mother, what she was supposed to do. Kelly knows the fucking sense. She knows, bitch. She knows.
So, Keisha, I'm not going to answer that question, Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you out. Maybe.
She respectfully declined.
I'll see you out, Keisha, and I'll answer your question because, you know, if I voice my opinion, then it's going to make it seem like I'm attacking the Mizrahi. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm attacking the Mizrahi.
Well, you said that, so
I understand.
Well, Keisha, if they were only going by a female figure, I actually think Christina should have won.
It seems like when I say something about the Mizrahi, or London says something about the Mizrahi, or callers call in and they say something about the Mizrahi, me and Jasmine get the backlash because we're letting them do this.
Yes, because they it's like a team thing. I'm just here today because it's about 12:03, and you all look forward to the owner, bitch, of the whole platform of her whole empire coming on here. Fat bitch, $1,000, you not a let on a public wall. Come on, that is a lot. That's a lot of disrespect going
on. Hold on to Carl in London, and Keisha, stay right there with us. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Red light.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Private caller, you're live. Oh, they hung up. Guess it wasn't that important.
I was just red light, you crazy. Well, you know.
Well, I'm not. No, Susan. I'm not voicing my opinion. I'm not saying anything. I have nothing to say.
Well, Susan, can you hear mine? I mean, I am biased. I have my. First of all, let me tell you all, seeing that everybody always asking questions, I'm listening. I just don't want to be a part of it because, as far as I'm concerned, that four angle triangle is a personal thing, and for that to get out of hand, it's going to be ugly on both parties. So I'm not looking to advocate that. But what I will say is that them children and them motherfucking purple palmers backhand seat girls need to stay in their position. When they came along, these four triangle people were there. And when they leave, them four triangle people will be there. Because that's how a girl's from our era are. So while they're getting so involved, that's not nice. Disrespecting people, that's not nice. Allowing people getting, that's not nice. You don't need to do that. If your leader feels some type of way and you are not in the position, if you're not old enough, as my leader, if James Carr feels some type of way, I can express it. I'm old enough, and if I feel that same way, I'm going to express it. If I am a child, he should not go to the child to express it. I am his leader. If you're not a leader, if you're not put in position to run the situation, then you should not be voicing your opinion publicly and disrespectfully to somebody that's way over your age, that the ground that you walk on, you can do so safely because of them, that everything that you do today is because they are there. You shouldn't do that. I don't care. I just have a big problem with that. And anyone who disrespects me and you start off with a child, listen to Tony about when you start off with your kids and your kid, my kids come out of their pocket, I don't no longer answer my phone. I don't get any reading sessions with them, bitch. Don't speak to me. Who the fuck you talking to? I'm not a child. I'm not your ear. We don't read. I hang the fuck up and I don't answer, and they may not speak to me for months because you need to know that I'm not your peer. If I'm talking to you, you listen. They like to get up. I don't go through those type of things. With Kelly, Jack, and Andre, and Jasmine has been a thing for years. It's exploding, her leaving, Kelly hurtness, her being hurt. Nobody knows it so far. For everybody to be so involved, you got to be somebody to know what's going on. How about that?
Well,
y'all sitting here listening.
So, Nicola, basically, you're just spectating tonight.
I'm just spectating because I'm not going to even let it. I'm here, bitch, because you know they're going to both, all of them going to get both. I'm not going to let it go down like that because it's not. Listen, nobody is invited privately. Nobody's invited to come and insult her privately. Nobody's invited. If you want to be there, if y'all have something, they want somebody to say, then you say it as the leader. You send your leader, Susan, you come. Somebody else come. But to send the child and to be doing it, that's just whack to me. And Jasmine stays out of the loop. So you're attacking her. Now it's time for her to attack back. And I have been the one to blatantly say, please, you know, Kelly can handle a lot, bitch. Y'all would gag. You don't know Mother U-Haul, Miss Singh. She's a not what you call a D train, bitch. That's one of the fastest trains in New York City, bitch. They don't stop.
Susan said to tell you they're all adults and they're going to say what they want.
The children?
Yes.
Okay, well, for every action, there's a reaction. So I respect that. But what I also am going to say is they are adults, but we are all adults on different levels, bitch. They're not adults like me. I'm sorry. They're not doing what I'm doing or have done what I did. So they are not my motherfucking adult. And in this lifestyle, when you call
their
own. Yeah,
and
you
like
call
Jesus
it mother,
said,
you call it, yeah, what's the name? That's, I don't care, that's what they want to change up now, Kelly. Okay, well, this is your daughter, but she's still an adult. Yes, but if she's an adult, she can be my daughter as an adult, my daughter an adult, not an adult, bitch, because if you're an adult, you don't need a mother.
Hold on, Nicole, and like Susan said, and they will get beat. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Good morning. I'm
good
on,
morning.
I'm on signal. Hi, Nicole. Hello.
Hi,
Kelly.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling just to say, Kelly, I was never a fan of yours, but the night that you got on the phone and you were talking about AJ and Chi-Chi about in your boyfriend, your husband's car talking about you, I became a fan because you reached out and you was crying out, and I became a fan. And truth be told, if you're worried about them, they're not motherfucking exes. You know it. Everybody knows it. So keep it moving. House of Couture, live on. Good night.
Thank you. Wow, baby. You ain't flushing no toilets tonight.
The thing, I'm on it, honey. Leave me alone. London. You said
yes.
So many different things yesterday that I cannot get it together.
You know, I just gagged, mister. I just gagged how my sister. I just gagged how the girls just called my sister all types of fat bitches and men and all types of motherfucking shit today, all over motherfucking Facebook today, mister. And how she paid for her status and all types of motherfucking shit. It was a mess today on Facebook.
I mean,
and who's not?
Somebody got the courage to say what everybody been putting in their head or what all the people have been around there saying, and now because there's a big breakthrough and you over there and you not in the house, and now it's time for war. And it really, really isn't. The war should be between y'all. That's what it should be. It shouldn't be between them. They shouldn't disrespect you. I don't agree with that. They shouldn't disrespect Jasmine, and none of the couture should disrespect Andre. I do not see that. It shouldn't do that. That shouldn't happen.
Baby, everybody's hitting me
so
up.
So when you disrespect the leader,
and
you disrespect the stuff, bitch.
Y'all should have been listening to this show. 347-533, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on? What's going on, Nicole?
Hi, Pioneer.
What's going on,
hello.
London?
Hi, how you doing, darling?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Let me say this about that. When somebody's in a house and they're a powerful force in that house, it's like a bridge that has cables holding it up. When those cables pop, the bridge has nothing to rely on. And when the bridge has nothing to rely on, the only thing the bridge can do now is collapse. But before the bridge collapses, it has to make noise. The house is making noise because the cables have popped. Jasmine and Kelly were the cables, so they have no choice but to make noise. But in the interim of that, it is time to change the chapter in your life and show them that what you do to me has no merit, because anything that I touch turns to gold, and my golden moment with you is now over. So at the end of the day, it's chops and tens, and you've just been chopped. Don't reiterate on anything. Move forward, let them have their moment, and continue to be blessed, because at the end of the day, the couture name will always reign. Jasmine will always be Jasmine. Jasmine can be whatever they say she is, but at the end of the day, they will come for her $10,000.
I know that's right.
So, with the voice of reason, I am going to bed, and I wish you all a fondue. And remember, if they're not talking about you, then you're not doing anything.
Oh, I love that statement. I love
that is so the truth.
So much, and I say that all the time.
We don't care what people think. We know the truth. Enough is enough of this horseshit.
Ain't no God better. Ain't no God better
than I. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Queens responding up in this motherfucker tonight. They just came from war. They wanna let you know a little something about where we come from.
Touch on one subject real quick. If everything I touch turns to gold, let me touch one more thing before we end it. Rashad Coastin, or whatever your name is, I give you 15 minutes. 15 minutes to call into this radio show. 15 minutes. And I'm not playing. Everything you said on Facebook, everything you expressed, everything you have hid behind as a coexister, I need you to come on this radio show and say it to me directly. 15 minutes and call in here and say what you got to say. Otherwise, in 15 minutes, I will be contacting Evelyn. I will be contacting your mom and all the rest of the Coastins up in Syracuse. So hurry the fuck up and call in, you closet queen. Don't play with me. I'm an old queen. I will destroy you. I will destroy anyone that co-signs for you. You fucked with the wrong one, and I'm not playing no games. So you got 15 minutes to clarify, erase your Facebook, take everything back, or whatever, or I will destroy you. You think you got a federal indictment now? Baby, with Radio Shack up in Boston? I made the phone calls. You're fucking with the wrong one. This pretty face ain't get me where I got to in life. I'm a smart bitch. Don't fuck with me. You got 14 minutes now to call into the show and be a fucking man like you claim to be, like you want to be, or however you express yourself to be, and without anybody else, you call in and say everything you want to motherfucking say. You a child of God, and no one fears you but God. You know what? You's a motherfucking faggot, bitch. Call into this motherfucking show and say what you got to motherfucking say. 15 minutes. I'll be waiting.
Oof. Hold on. Well, we gotta wait for him. We gotta wait to see if he calls in, but we have a caller. 862-215. You're live on the air. 862-215. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Anybody else, honey? We're here, honey, baby. The phone lines are definitely open, honey. So all the girls is out there, they're listening and they're low riding, and I know you're out there listening, honey. Y'all want to play the game? And now the lady is here, and she's ready to fucking play the game. I keep telling y'all, y'all are motherfucking new to this, bitch. We are queens that have been doing this since the motherfucking early 90s, bitch. We can play the motherfucking game the way y'all girls want to play the game. However y'all want to play it, we can play. I know all types of tricks of the motherfucking trade to play this game. So now let's play. The floor is fucking open, okay? Y'all read her. Now she's on her format that she pays for every month. And so, girls, call in. You sit on Facebook and you say what you have to say. Now she's on the phone lines and she's saying what she gets to say. So, girls, get on Twitter, get on Facebook, and let the girls know that they're being read and they're being talked about so they can call into the radio station because she's here. We're going to take a commercial break from our sponsor, Mother Darion from Youngtown, Ohio, and we're going to be back with these words after these words from our sponsor.
The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Lesway Jerion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realist. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realist. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realist. 4 trophies. 1 cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. 4 trophies, 1 cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
Well, we're definitely back. We're definitely back from our commercial break, honey. We are here. We are live. Nicole, are you still there? Nicole? London?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go grab my Chardonnay at my storage.
Well, baby, girl, I love that new intro. That new intro was the tea.
Bitch.
That was a Benji little comp one.
Baby. Mm-mm. Baby, I'm just waiting. I'm sitting here, honey.
Wait, is that the shot that is supposed to be the tray, but he paints?
Oh, shit.
Bloody.
Baby.
How much time does he have now?
Nicole, you is over there fooling out. Hold on, we have a caller. 773-319, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, darling.
This is Tree. I was just calling to give a shout-out to London.
Oh, yeah, she's here.
Hello, hello, that's one of my fans, hello.
Hi, London, how are you doing, daughter?
I'm good, how are you, daughter?
I'm blessed today, trying to think you came from behind that mask.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I said I'm trying
when
to see if
when you start fading to block, maybe you can come call at me.
Okay, all right. Well, I was just going to give you a shout out because you know I love you.
Fuck, I will fuck y'all up, buddy. Buddy, thank you, Tree, for calling in. Buddy, baby, it's a bad study. Hold on, we got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Private caller? I guess the... Private caller? Private caller, are you there?
Everyone who's private, just say hello.
I guess not, honey. I guess not, honey, baby. Bitch, we are here, though, honey. It's, bitch, it's been juiced.
Mm-hmm.
It's been juiced, honey. Nicole, you ain't flushing no toilets tonight?
Mm-hmm.
It's big, juicy juice. It's not the little bungee cut ones that you get back in the day in the cans, the big juicy juice.
The wick juicy juice. They cute, bitch.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, somebody just hit me up. Well, I ain't got to say somebody. 15 just hit me up and said she just called Rashad, and he said he'll be calling in 5 minutes. He just hit me up private on the thing and said he's going to be calling in 5 minutes. So...
Somebody took me with the toilet.
Oh, bitch, honey.
Oh, God.
Y'all know y'all girls. I know y'all girls is gagging, Miss Thing. I know y'all never heard. Oh, y'all actually did. Y'all heard her come out of character one time, Miss Thing. Now this is going to be the second time y'all hear her come out of character. She doesn't come out. Queensbridge doesn't come out often, but when it comes out, Hold on, we got another call. Oh, they hung up. We had a caller, but then they hung up. Funny. Hold on, y'all. We're gonna pay some bills with the Baltimore Alliance Ball this weekend in Baltimore, and we'll be right back.
The Baltimore City Health Department and the Baltimore Ballroom Coalition present the second annual Mini Ball Deluxe Conference. Know Your Status, Saturday, December 10th, 2011, at the Sheraton Inner Harbor, 300 South Charles Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The ball will start and end on time. Free HIV testing, door prizes, and raffles. Park for the function. Commentated by the icons Jay Blonick and Sierra Ebony. Beats by the legendary Vonna Lore. Know Your Status. Categories include Mini Grand Prize number 1, Sex Siren. Mini Grand Prize 2, Legendary Open to All. Grand Prize number 1, $500. Runway, open to all. Grand Prize number 2, $500. Open to all performance. Special category, the house with the most people tested.
For more information, please call Keith Ebony Holt at 443-690-5044.
Now you're back.
Okay, we're definitely back from our commercial break.
I
paid no attention to the beat. We have two callers. Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Private caller, yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to call because I wanted to say something on your behalf, Kelly. I think that you're a good mother. One thing I can say for you is you're a ride or die for your house. It don't matter whether you were Mizrahi or whether you was a motherfucking couture. You did everything you were supposed to do as a good mother, because at first I wasn't a fan, but now I'm definitely a fan, because you're doing better than half of these motherfucking late-ass house mothers that don't even come to their own house meetings or don't even come to support their kids no fucking way. So, bitch, I give you good kudos, so fuck all them other late-ass house mothers. Fuck them, tell them to kiss your ass and do what you've been doing.
Thank you, Carla. Okay, we
have
another caller.
Can I think about any means batch, motor scene batch? Yes.
We had another caller, but they dropped off, honey. I don't know why it happened, honey. But if you out there, you live on the air, honey, we're waiting for Rashad to call in here. Jasmine put a proposition on the table, honey. And we have, he has about 8 minutes left. Hold on, we have another caller. 347-440, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Nicole. Hey, London.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Hi, Nicki. Hi, Nicki.
Kelly, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Wasn't Rashad like one of your personal gay kids, though?
What does that have to do with anything?
No, I'm just asking. If you answer this question, I could move forward.
Yes.
What happened?
What happened? Life happens. Life happens, you know. You move and you shake.
Shouldn't you like be
You know what they say?
Because...
They say that sometimes dogs can turn on you.
Oh, shit. All right. You know what, London? You gave me what I need. All right. Thank you.
Thank
I'm going
you.
Back in the queue.
So we got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller.
I'm a private girl.
I don't know why all these private callers, honey, all these private callers are saying what they say, a mistake. I'll be calling in here and then nobody has nothing to say. Like, what the fuck? Well, I think we got about 6 minutes and counting before Jasmine makes her return back to the radio station and starts saying what she got to say, honey. I think it's about 6 minutes, honey.
6 minutes before the ball drops.
It's New Year's Eve. Hold on, we have another private caller. Hold on, private caller, you're live on the air? Oh, no, that's the private caller that we had before. Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Honey. Baby, the girl is a mess, Miss Day. The girl is such a fucking mess, honey.
Ooh.
asking me questions. Y'all asking the girls, and so many girls are sending me up on Facebook, and they asking me questions. Y'all asking me, Jasmine just hit me up and said he has 4 minutes before she comes back. But y'all girls are sitting here, and y'all
asking
me. Tell
them to send it to me.
Y'all sitting. Everybody that's sending me messages on Facebook, hit London up on her Facebook and send those questions. I don't know the answer to these questions that y'all asking. So send those questions to London. Maybe she'll have the answer for them. I don't know. I'm not in this, Sonny. I'm out of this, Sonny. Okay? How you doing? Rich. The call. And I know the girls is listening, honey. The girls listen faithfully, Miss Say. So I don't know why the girls acting like they are not listening. Yo, hold on, let me see somebody say this.
Wait, is Jasmine going to call his mother on air?
I don't know. Oh, 15 just hit me up, and she said, I had Rashad on the phone, and he hung up when I pressed 1. Hold on. He said, hell no, that's Kelly, before he hung up. He's scared, I think. What 15 just said. Oh, I don't know, honey. You gotta know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to hold. He got 2 minutes. It was just told to me he got 2 minutes, honey. Well, hold on. I think I got another commercial, honey. We could go into this commercial because it's a minute left now because it just turned to 29. We go into this commercial, and then after this commercial, I guess Jasmine will be back.
Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legend Mrs. Dog at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Cream and Drag Realness The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. 4 trophies. 1 cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Siren. 4 trophies, 1 cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
Okay, we're definitely back from our commercial break. It's now 16 minutes after, and it's no Rashad.
Her turn.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. That was just an example of everything that has always been said. A bitch can sit here and hide behind screen names, hide behind their Facebook accounts, but they will never step to you or even verbally come on here and say what they have to fucking say. That doesn't make any motherfucking sense. Before I go into my little session, can y'all all hear me clearly?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Rashad, I never did anything to you. And I'm going to try to say this as calmly as I can. I never did anything to you.
No, go on.
Your ass did shit to me. When you came down here with your kleptomaniacing ass stealing while you was around me. You had the nerve to come down to Florida, go inside a store that I've been going inside for over 5 years, and steal with me still while I'm there and had the nerve to say, my aunt has the receipt for the luggage that you were stealing that you put so much stuff into. And Kelly played a major part in that. But I didn't blame Kelly. I blame you because you were so stupid to allow them to push your dumb ass to steal. And when I found out what you did, I took the shit right back and threw it back in the store and was going to tear your head off with a motherfucking shovel, you stupid bitch. And because of that, you held your little grudge. And you got the nerve to sit here because someone let you loose like a motherfucking rabies-filled dog. Someone let you loose, and now you want to verbally attack. Why? For what? Well, that was so long ago. For what? What are you attacking me for? Because someone else is doing it? Like, again, Nicole, what is the word?
Coexister.
Coexister. You, Rashad, you don't even exist. Who are you? No one even really knows who you are except a motherfucking shadow or a wart in someone's ass. That's who you are. You're no one. No one knows you. You fucked up your career again. You were a good student going to the University of Buffalo, working on a PhD, working on getting your doctor's degree and everything, and you allowed the fags to tear you down, and now you're nothing but a drug addict, a cokehead. You cannot go a night without sniffing coke at a motherfucking club. You're a butch queen who plays a closet role, and you paint your motherfucking face for a ball or a mini ball. You paint more than I do in a month. How dare you even try it? Do you even know who I am or how smart I am? I know exactly where you live. I know exactly where your mother, Miss Debbie, lives. I know exactly where Evelyn lives in Syracuse. I can tell you the color of the house. I can tell you whose name is on the motherfucking deed. That's how smart I am. You have a federal indictment against you. How many times are you going to use that address, or all of you guys are use that address in Harlem? Don't you know that address in Harlem is under investigation because all you queens have used that address so many motherfucking times?
Oh, my God.
How dare you? Don't fuck with you. Think this money, this career that I have, the money, the business, the homes that I have built came from what? I'm a smart fucking queen. How don't you? You don't fuck with me. How dare you? I will destroy you. I will destroy you. Does this address sound familiar? Townsend Street? Huh? And Syracuse, zip code 13208? Don't fuck with me. Don't do it. Don't do it. But I'm not here to destroy anyone. I'm not here to be a catty queen. I'm not here to sit here and play with girls. I do not say anything on Facebook. I do not talk about anyone. I do not say anything about anyone. I do not bother anyone at all. And you have the nerve to sit here and attack. And I see you're on the phone, so speak. You can speak because you're there.
Rashad, you're live on the air. I guess he has no comment.
Well, there you go.
He just dropped off the phone line.
So, because it's probably calling other people's, what should I say? What should I do? This is bullshit. No matter what I have done in my life, no matter who I am in my life, I am a success. And you sit here and you don't know shit. No one knows you. No one cares about you. You sat there and then the shade is, see, this is where the shade is. And I'm not attacking Mizrahi's because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But what you guys all fail to realize, let me explain something. And I'm sure this happens in so many houses. so many houses. You have so many people that hold on to certain sides of a house. It's called a divided portion of the house. You have the clique that is with one, the clique that is with others. This person played a, when I'm mad at one, I'm going to run to Kelly's house. When I'm mad at Kelly, I'm going to run to this house. But don't forget the times we were all on Uvu and you sat there. You sat there at Kelly's. And you sat and complained and whined about certain things that were taking place that you didn't approve of and certain things that you sat there and was a victim of that you played stupid and said, well, I didn't know. Well, the lights were off. I couldn't tell. And stupid things like that. And you sat there and read certain individuals that you shadow behind right now. See, this is why I try to keep my mouth closed, because if I open my mouth, so many people will be hurt over this. So many people will be, it will, I don't know what will happen. It will be like throwing, I can't even compare it. Because so many, it's a whole bunch of backstabbing bullshit. So much. Don't forget all the reads that you gave when you wanted to play Kelly's side of the fence, how you sat there and read other people, spilled tea about other people, complained about other people, and all the rest of that stuff. Didn't you just get off of house arrest, and now you're back all up in people's houses, and people don't even want you at the motherfucking house. They don't want to let you in because certain people are out of town, and bitches don't want to let you in the other people's houses because, you know, you're just stupid. You're not even wanted. You're a non-motherfucking factor. That's the truth. And you have the nerve, and you say, I pull craft, or whatever. No, I don't give a fuck what I do. You don't know what I do. I allow people to think what they want to think about what I do. So what, whatever I motherfucking do, you're still a non-motherfucking factor. No one knows you. No one cares about you. Does Debbie, your mom, Marvin, does she know all about you and your tea? Does your grandmother, Evelyn, do they know about you? Or the girl that you're supposedly engaged to? I can't even pronounce her name, but I know how to contact her. Or the little girl you brought down to Florida to my house that I had to portray your aunt because you wanted to be around the fags for my ball. So you brought this straight girl down here that's supposed to be your girlfriend, and I had to play your aunt so she wouldn't spook you. Does she know everything about you? Do they all know about you? Let's be honest. Why? Don't do that. Because I don't bother you and I don't say anything. I spoke to Susan. I've spoken to different people. And I'm trying to let everything go. I tried to talk to Kelly to leave everything alone. There's no need for you to go back and forth. No matter what is going on between me and the leaders of the house of Mizrahi, this has nothing to do with the children at all. At all. For the record, a lot of people don't like you, Rashad. Be careful. A lot of people don't like you.
Wait, is his middle name Demon?
That's what the news report says.
Bloody.
Hold on. We have a couple of callers. 973-937, you're live on the air.
Hello, how y'all doing? This is Khadija. I was calling to say, hey, Nicole, hey, everybody. Hey, I haven't spoken with you in a minute. You know, but I never heard anything bad about you. I think they always thought that you were a nice
person. They say I'm the devil, bitch.
Okay, I've never heard that. I've never heard anything negative about you. Hey, Nicole, Miss Davidson, what's going on?
Yeah, what's the tape?
Nothing, just listening.
I'm sure everybody's on the phone line listening. Y'all press one. Y'all listened for weeks and weeks and weeks, and y'all waited, and y'all was anticipating the tea. It's here.
Hey, Khadija, hold on, Khadija. We got to put you back on hold, Khadija. Hold on. Rashad, you're live on the air.
You nasty, dying bitch. That's why you can't blame me. I'm so fab. You put this whole radio show on just for me? All for what?
And it has nothing to do with anything in the house of the leaders. It has to do because I don't like you, and I just don't see it. And I gave it. I gave Kelly the benefit of the doubt to try to meet you, to try to be nice to you, to try to for you to try to show your character, and you showed out who you are. You show that you were this devil. You are a devil. You're a man.
Hold on, Rashad, what the hell? How am I a devil?
Clarify that. You preach
the name of God. How the hell am I a motherfucking devil? Who are you to not even see anyone? You sound stupid. You're stuttering, you dumb idiot. What are you saying? And then you hang up the phone. You sound motherfucking stupid. You were programmed to fucking say that. You sound stupid. I tried to give Kelly the benefit of the doubt. And that's what you said when you were mad at Jack. I'm trying to give Jack the benefit of the doubt. And when you're mad at Kelly, I'm trying to give Kelly the benefit of the doubt. You're so fucking dumb. You're dumb. Go sniff a bag. Do I need to send you some money so you can sniff a fucking bag and try this call again? You dumb ass idiot. Now, be careful what you call on here and say. Be careful what you say, because I have spoken with the general manager at Radio Shack, and I do know the feds who are working on your account and, baby, your case, and I do know what to do after. There's a lot of shit that I know about you. See, what a lot of people fail to realize is I sit here in Florida, and my phone constantly rings. I have to have two phones. My phones constantly ring. I'm like the voice of the ballroom. So many people confide in me. So many people speak to me. I'm not here to spill tea, and I'm not here to destroy anyone. But when you sit here and try to just step on my character and you have nothing to do with me, you have nothing. No, you play no role in anything that I do. You're not even a ball walker. So what the fuck can you even say? You're no one. You play no role. I'm not an icon. I'm not a legend. I'm not a real icon. I'm not a real legend. Can someone clarify for me what a real icon and legend is?
Well, hold on.
And who are you? Who are you to even say what a real icon or legend is?
Hold on, Jackie.
You're not even a statement.
We have a pioneer and an icon legend on the phone, the founder of the House of Chanel, R.R. Chanel International.
Hey, sweetie, let me explain something to you. First of all, a pioneer is someone that has paved the way for all of you. An icon is someone who is making their way to make sure that you have a way so that you can see the way, because they put the light on for you to see how to get there. You don't necessarily have to walk a category, or you don't necessarily have to have a certain amount of trophies in order to become an icon. It's your merits that make you who you are in the ballroom scene. Jasmine has earned her merits throughout the years of ballroom competition, ballroom competitiveness, and ballroom give back. She has given back to the ballroom community more than any house in the ballroom scene. If it wasn't for a Jasmine Couture, no one would have ever seen more than $5,000 at one time. She put that money on the map, and because of her, she deserves to be an icon, and that's why I deigned her. And when I say it's done, it is done, so let it be written, so let it be done. I don't even know who you are, Rashad, and I know everybody.
Oh, well, Chanel. Oh, well, Chanel.
It's no shade, but at the end of the day, Jasmine, you do not owe anybody any explanation for anything that you say or do, nor do you, Kelly, nor do you,
Nicole.
Okay? Because at the end of the day, these are butch queens that are attacking y'all, not female figures, not femme queens.
They won't attack me too.
No female figure better not attack me, maybe.
But what I'm saying is, why are you allowing butch queens, faggots, to step into your circle of femininity when you are ladies? They have nothing but envy because they want to be what you are, and they can't pull it out. You don't have to justify anything to anyone, Jasmine. You are a successful businesswoman. Kelly, you have made a successful move to start your own empire. Nicole, you are in a legendary house that has spoken for many years. All of this trivial shit about going on Facebook and reading the girls, that's just the blunt talking. Because at the end of the day,
Nicole,
people have talked about me down, but when they see me, they smile in my face, Kevin Omni. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, don't nobody wipe my ass when I shit but me. And when they put you in that ground, they're only putting you in there. Jasmine, don't say anything else regarding this situation because you don't need to justify anything. And don't subject yourself to saying things that you may not want people to be in your business. And the same thing for you, Kelly. You don't owe anybody any motherfucking explanation about anything you do. And as far as I'm concerned, Jack and Andre need to control the kids in their house so that the founders of that house can deal with the members who have left on an adult level and let those kids stay in a kid's place, because if not, it's just going to continue to repeat itself, and history knows that what happens when Rome fell. It destroyed itself. Do not give any more explanation. It's not necessary. You are an icon. Behave as one. Kelly, you are legendary. Behave as a legend should. If somebody has to read, let it be London, because she's very good at it.
Well, thank you. But
so,
they want to send me to my grave.
Well, we all have to go there one day. I haven't met
I'm
a queen yet that I haven't met a queen yet that put another queen in the grave. All the kids are dying from HIV and AIDS. I've never known one girl to die of a heart attack or read. Because at the end of the day, it starts with you and it ends with you. And whoever's reading you, let them continue to read because they're keeping your name alive. I don't mind the kids reading me. They can read me from here to the cows come motherfucking home. But I know what I own, I know what I have, and I know what I'm capable of doing. And if y'all don't know Jasmine like I know Jasmine, bitch, y'all need to shut the fuck up, because that bitch got power in places y'all have never seen yet. And we're not just talking about financial. We're talking about mob power. The bitches don't understand. When people have money, they have power. Power can make you pay for things you never thought of. You could be crossing the street and don't know why that bus hit you.
Or why somebody just sniped you.
Excuse me?
I said, or why somebody just sniped you.
Exactly.
You know what? I completely agree. You know, I've had this conversation with numerous people.
You don't need to justify anything, Jasmine, and I told you that before. People are, when you first came to me and told me you want to have that first ball, I said, Jasmine, you don't need to do that because the kids are going to think you're trying to buy favoritism in the ballroom. You said, no, I just want to do it because I want to do it. You didn't buy your status. Your status was given to you by the merit in which you brought it. Okay, I don't give a fuck what nobody says. I don't think there's anybody who has status as legendary or icon status that hasn't contributed something worthwhile to the ballroom scene. Good, bad, or indifferent, the person who has that title has it because someone saw something in them that they deserve to have it. And if you don't have it, you'll never get it by being envious. You just need to pay attention and ask that person, how did you get there so I can get there too? Jasmine, don't justify anything. You don't owe anybody any justification, because when we all die, we
only
got to
answer. No, it's not about justification. It's about, I just want this shit to stop. Just because they see us going at it or whatever we're going through, it's like now you want to reach in for the attack. I'm a firm believer in, bitch, I'm going to get the one who's starting this. Oh, but best believe those days are numbered. That's going to either it's going to end or it's going to blow the fuck up. But the little ones that are co-signing, the little ones that have something to say that play no role in this, the little ones that have so much to make a comment about, bitch, I'm not going to let you sit there on the sideline keying. I'm not going to let you sit there keying. That doesn't make any sense.
But it's not
what
your,
was the sense,
not,
what's
not
the sense
place.
Of all the attacks that you made on Facebook for what? What is that for?
Because he wanted you to do exactly what you're doing now. Give him his moment to shine.
I guess.
And you fell right into it. You have to allow people to say what they want to say as long as you know it's not true. Because at the end of the day, nobody can do anything to you. And it's the same thing with you, Kelly. I don't think there's a bitch out there that can whoop your ass, is it?
No, there's not. But they, you know, there's a lot of bitches that try and they feel like they can.
Yes, sweetie.
Can I ask a question? Is it safe to say, all right, because I like what you were saying, because I remember, but when you and I spoke, when I was attacked and you spoke and we talked about apologizing, you told me I don't need to say that. It's the same thing you're saying to them. But when I talked about coming out of my character or me having to want to come out of my character, is it safe to say for me, I don't think, for me, and I'm talking for myself, I wouldn't consider myself giving somebody my power.
Father calling,
you're
live on the air.
Yes, Kelly?
Yes?
I'm going to mute my phone while I'm being messy. When I bring her online, I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
Okay.
I don't consider myself giving my power away. It's time to read. And that's what people fail to do. People are always coming into a fucking kitchen that's flaming hot, and they can't take the heat. You're running your fucking mouth, and you don't even know what reading is really about. I'm about to read. So sometimes for me, when I'm going off, it's not, oh, I'm upset. No, no, bitch, it's time to read. This is what we do. This is what you want to do. So now this is what we have to do. It doesn't make me this type of person, and it doesn't stop what I'm doing and all the love I tried to put out and everything, but sometimes you just get getting poked like that shit on Facebook and poked and poked and poked and poked, and you sitting there like, I'm not going to give that. I'm not going to give that. I know too much to say that. I know too much to say that. But it just gets to the point sometimes where it's just time to read. You know, I have to say what's on my mind or I'm going to bust.
I understand that you have to vent. And sometimes we all have to vent when it reaches a certain boiling point, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to know exactly when the right time to vent is, and everyone has to pick their own time, you know. But I think for someone in Jasmine's position, that she has enough liaisons to voice what she needs to have voice, where she doesn't have to get out of character. Because that's not how Jasmine is. Jasmine is not a get-out-of-character person. And it takes a hell of a lot to take Jasmine out of character. And for
let
her to
say,
get to this point, she got to...
Listen, let me say something, chat room. No, I am not sick at all. That's just a way a fag always wants to go in for the attack. But I thank God there's nothing wrong with me except my weight issues. So, no, I am not sick. That's just a fag going in for the kill like they always do. They should be worrying about their status because of the parties that you were attending during Memorial Day weekend in Atlanta, and in Miami. So don't sit here and preach about someone being sick. Worry about your own status. Don't sit there and worry about mine, okay? Because remember, everything you run back and tell other people and what you're concerned with, you sit there and get it back. Other people share so much information. Don't trust no one in this ballroom. That's another thing your dumbass is doing. I understand what you're saying, Ara, but it's so hard. It's so hard.
I know it's
hard. And also,
this is what I'd
let
like
me express something
Jasmine.
To you as well, Rashad. See, it just took me to speak, and now what happens is I don't have to do anything. That's how much power it gives you. I sit back and I spoke, but now all the girls are doing their research on you, and they're not going to be lenient. They're all doing research, and best believe these girls in the ballroom are just as smart. Because they're not like you. They are smart, and they will get down to it. So everything you was hiding, best believe, it's not going to be hidden for much longer. That's what it comes with power, when you can speak, and now all the girls are doing it. So they're sitting here, and they're researching, they're pulling up shit that I didn't even know. And you started this. So make your phone call and say, what do I do now? What do I do now? Because you opened the door. You stupid fags.
You open
Wait, Jasmine, do you have a hitman?
Do I have a hitman?
Yeah.
I have the video game hitman. That's it.
Lottie.
So, Kelly, I need to ask you, how do you plan on handling the situation with the girls reading you on Facebook?
The girls can read me. As I always learned, my grandmother always taught me. My grandmother was a black, wise, old lady. And she always taught me. She said, boy, as long as they're talking about you, you're doing something right.
That's right.
When they stop talking about you, then you need to worry. So as long as they keep talking about me and they chat, as long as they keep reading me with their subliminal messages on Facebook, and as long as they have conversation about me, I'm doing something right. When they stop talking about me, when they stop making videos, and they stop doing shady things, then I need to worry because I'm doing something wrong. But I've been doing something right all these 16 years, so I'm going to keep on doing it, and they're going to keep on motherfucking talking. And like I told the girls earlier, I'm going to always be 2 steps a motherfucking ahead of them, and I'm always going to be on top of my game. And I love the House of Mizrahi down, and I've been telling the girls for many years, a house does not make you. You make that house name better when you hit the back of the floor. So for a bitch to say they made me, a bitch couldn't make me because a bitch didn't do anything for me. They gave me some advice, they gave me some ideas, but I took my money and I took my talent and I made it for what it is. And I'm a good old black bitch, and I love everybody for loving me. So continue to read, because my house will prosper, and we're going to make it to the promised land, baby. The couture's went down years ago when Jasmine went on to venture into her company, and we're back, and we're going to make noise in 2012. So ballroom, get ready.
And you know what? A lot of kids don't understand. You know, Jack, Andre, Jasmine and Kelly have a relationship that no one will ever understand but the four of them. So if anything, those are the four people that need to come together on their own time, and they will resolve their situations. So all of you guys who are out there in the House of Mizrahi, state to state, who are definitely, like Nicole said, are the kids, stay in a child's place.
It's not even about them staying in a child's pace. A lot of these girls, bitch, a lot of these girls, I was in the House of Mizrahi for 14 years, okay? A lot of these bitches, and I'm not wishing anything on anybody, but a lot of these bitches ain't even going to see 14 years in this motherfucking scene, the way that motherfucking shit is going around, and these bitches are fucking and sucking unmotherfucking protective, okay? That's what they need to do. All of these girls think that they're in the middle of this shit. Y'all not in the middle. Y'all not even in the motherfucking circle, bitch. Okay? Because at the end of the day, I was there before y'all. Y'all got a Mizza for Life chat room. Half of y'all bitches ain't going to be Mizzas for Life. Half of y'all bitches ain't going to be there in 2 motherfucking years. I was there for 14. Okay?
And Jasmine, how long was you a Mizza?
How long?
Mm-hmm. 2 years, right?
2006.
And
I would say like 5 years. 5 years.
And do you feel that when you were a Mizza, you gave them everything that you could possibly give them, and you feel like at this point in time you can't understand why they're backlashing the way they are?
My relationship with Mizrahi was never. I played a role in Mizrahi, but I never played that leadership role. You know, I was there to speak with the kids. I was a voice when they wanted to speak to other people. But because of my position and my status in life, when it comes to my business, my money, my home and stuff, that comes first. So I never was actually that ball figure that was always at the balls and things like that. More or less, I played a major role when it came to the leaders as far as promoting, as far as, you know, being a promoter when it came to balls, as far as, you know, helping, you know, with guidance for the house and things of that sort. So I never really had that full relationship with the kids. So, you know, we all were not as close. I always basically wanted Kelly to be over on Mother Mizrahi. Kelly played a major role when it came to Mother in the house. You know, she got kids together. She sent people through. She got the girls in town. She got effects for the girls. She was a judge. She stood up for wrong judging and biased judging. She, you know, she did a lot, more than I could ever have done because of my role. So it was more or less me grooming Kelly, helping Kelly, working with Andre, things of that sort. You know, that's my role. So when it came to the kids, I never really had a big relationship with them. Just a few, the ones that reached out, and I reached out too. But it was more or less with the leaders. It was more like a board, if anything.
Well, I just think that you guys are doing a wonderful job with the radio show on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And I just think that people need to understand that it's very little forums that we have as a community that we can reach out to each other on, and that we need to start trying to be just a, it's never going to be 100% positive, because that's just not how the gay community is, because we will beat each other down before we build each other up. But we need to find a medium of respect, and once we find that medium of respect, then we could probably get some things accomplished. So as an icon, Jasmine, you have to set an example, and Nicole, you have to set an example, and Kelly, you have to set an example, and me as a pioneer, I'm trying to begin to set a more positive example, and that's why my motto is lead by example, and if we could start trying to do that without having to bat somebody in the head, then we can try to do that. But I just feel like, you know, sometimes these kids are very disrespectful, like you said, Nicole, and sometimes you just got to, you know, let them have it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you are what they look up to, so you have to set an example at all costs. And this radio show is not only a radio show for us, but we have other people who are listening to this show, whether we know it or not. And we have to be very careful what we put over the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, I'm just trying to be a voice of reason. Do you have any more callers?
Yes, we have a bunch of callers. Hold on, let me get up. 804-397, you're live on the air.
Oh, just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. 252-327, you're live on the air. Okay. 857-334, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
I guess hello, this is Paris.
Hi, Paris, darling.
I sent you a gift, actually, and stuff in your inbox, but that's not why I was calling.
Okay, I got all the information that everybody's sending me in my inbox. Y'all girls, bitch, y'all need to start working for the Secret Service.
I actually called to apologize to London, you know, for what I said on an earlier show. I'm not really going to go back into that, but I wanted to apologize publicly because I did it on the show. I think I should take it back to the show and apologize like a lady. I hope she accepts it. And that was the
thank
reason.
You. I accept it, and I apologize to you too, sweetie.
Okay. And, and listening in on what's all going on and stuff. So, Jasmine, since he didn't call in on the 15 minutes and he was late, are you still calling his mother or what exactly? Because you're on the radio show now.
No, he called in, you know, like a queen. He's late. We, you know, we all run the balls late. We just do things late. Bottom line is, I spoke. You know, now he's feeling right now that a whole show is dedicated to him, and we're giving him life on this segment. So guess what? That's what we're going to do. We're going to make this the Rashad Show, and we're just going to talk about him and give him life because it's the only life he has. But what I'm asking, you know, and I'm listening to RR, and I don't want to hurt anyone. That's not in my character at all. But I'm just asking you to leave me alone because, you know, I'm just showing you. My colors can change. Leave me alone. So, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that. But as of right now, no, I'm not going to contact her.
Wait, so he even stole books from his university college?
I'm sorry?
He even used a fake credit card to steal university books.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I agree with RR. He said some really nice stuff. You know, most of this stuff, you know, I agree with. I didn't agree with the comment on that from Rome Fell because I was quite sure that Rome Fell because there's a schism between the Roman Catholic Church in the Orthodox, but I don't know. Maybe history books are wrong, but I agree with most of the stuff you said. So, you know, kudos on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
I'm going to the show.
Okay. Well, if anybody else is on the phone lines and you have anything else to say, it is What the Fuck Tuesday / Bit a Bitch Tuesday, honey. You can feel free to definitely call in. The phone lines are definitely open, Miss Thang. I'm gagging at you, girls. These girls, Miss Thang, they are private eyes. 919-698. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Hi, Kelly and Nicole and Jasmine. I was calling it.
London on the phone also.
How you doing?
Yes.
I'm just calling to make a comment to Jasmine. You don't really personally know me, but I know you. Like, I've seen you around. Best ball I've seen you at was at the clinic in Virginia. And you are a very beautiful woman to me. Like, I would consider you a femme queen. You're a woman. You don't, like they were saying, you're all egoless to anybody. And, you know what I'm saying, you are a woman. You don't worry about all these faggots out here got anything to say about you. Same thing for you, Kelly and Nicole. Like, y'all, like, Be unbothered by it. Don't let these baggers get to you at all. Like, real talk. That's all I got to say.
I agree. You know, the whole thing is that, child, I could be a woman, but I'm not going to let you walk over me. And don't let the pussy, don't let the long hair, don't let everything fool you. It's not, you know, I'm still... You know, there's still that part of me. It's that part of all of us. I'm not going to let you sit here and walk over me. I'm not going to let you sit there and constantly attack because I'm not a fool. And, you know, I'm not going to let you sit there and do that. I don't agree with it. There was a lot of things that happened I don't agree with. And I, you know, I stood back for so long and I said, I just can't watch that happen. You know, people need to grow up. People need to, you know, get a set of balls. People need to grow, you know, stand up for their rights. You know, I'm a firm believer and you have to stand up for what's right. You need to make a better life for yourself. I don't agree with all that. And when you're a nobody and you're still sitting here attacking someone and you're attacking someone based on the fact of someone else's issue, who are you to sit here and attack? You have no reason to, because you see daddy or mommy doing it. Now you want to sit here and say little things. You're like a little fucking bitch with a pistol while these bitches are shooting machine guns and fucking rocket launchers. You're in the back with a little pistol shooting. It doesn't make any sense. You're not harming anyone. And you sit here, so many people, and I'm not going to sit on the phone all night and just go back and forth about this. But this is where the problem lies. And I'm saying it again. The issues that are at hand right now are between Jack and I, Kelly, and Andre. It has nothing to do with the kids. All the reads that are going on in the chat rooms, all the phone calls that are coming in on private calls, leaving voicemails, all the Facebook messages, that's completely horrible. We are supposed to be leaders. And if we sit here and allow our children to do this, then what does that say about ourselves? All you're doing is making the person that you follow look bad, because that's what the phone calls are about. You're making that individual look bad. And if they don't care about it, then, oh, well. But I bet you, when you get your ass beat, they're not going to be there, because they're not going to always be there for you. Best believe that. When Mizrahi got rid of, when there is no Kelly and Mizrahi, I am going to sit back and watch and wait and see what happens. Because, like, you know I'm not going to sit here and hold my tongue about it. A lot of people have said it. Now that she's gone, it's open season. And I don't agree with it, because I don't want nobody hurt. I don't want no violence. I don't want to see any of that stuff. But who's going to protect you? You were sitting there using fucking credit cards at Radio Shack, and, bitch, you had mace on you. Like, you were just what did you have two cans of mace for at Radio Shack? You were going to spray the tenant and walk out the door? I mean, really, and it's just it's so much with you. I mean, seriously, in all honesty, it's not even worth it. You just need to really sit back and worry about your case. Worry about your case and, baby, get off of drugs. Get off of fucking coke. And why would you allow the girls to bring you down? Oh, and another thing, so many people have so much to say about Jasmine. Jasmine and this, and Jasmine steals people's dates, and Jasmine does this, and Jasmine does that. I have never been with anyone that I have ever been with in my life, anyone that I've ever been with in my life has always been a success. Always a success. Never teared them down at all. If I did anything, they grew. They learned. Never teared down. You, on the other hand, were a success, and you got torn down being in this life. So you sit here and you criticize me. You sit here and you say, I did this and I did that to so many people. I ain't do a motherfucking thing because I don't fuck with anybody who doesn't have a brain. At all. All the little comments from you and all the rest of the girls, they really need to sit down and worry about themselves because you girls all have a lot to worry about. When you get up in the morning and you look in that mirror, you have a lot to worry about. How you're going to make it through the day.
Mm-hmm.
How you are going to survive. You're the ones who worry who's knocking at the door. You're worried about when those lights are going to get cut off. Those bills are going to get paid. If there's going to be another case around you. If your family is going to find out. You have so much to worry about. Worry about that and do not worry about me. The girls are getting locked up. The feds are all up in the ballroom. They're checking people's motherfucking cars. They going to balls, arresting people. They know so much. And, baby, they have spoken with me numerous times. Why? Because you fags have always sent them and said Jasmine's name. But don't forget who I am. Don't forget the track record that I have. The taxes that I motherfucking pay. So no one can ever touch me. At all. Because I don't do anything wrong. At all. Remember that. Worry about yourself. Seriously, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, worry about yourself. And for you to call me the devil, and for you guys to sit there and call me the devil, that is so stupid. Because what you guys are doing are devilish acts. Look his name up again on the motherfucking news report for his case. And what is his middle name spelled as? Don't say I did it. But what is police news for Tuesday, December 7th say for him? What is his middle name? You little demon. And little demons work for the devil. So think about it. And have a good evening. I'll be listening or spectating.
And at the end of the day, this is the last time these girls will ever hear you justify yourself for anything. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't need to.
Well, I don't know. It comes out every once in a while. Every blue month.
It depends on the situation. Kelly, you still there, girl?
Kelly on the other end talking.
I know, I'm still here. 843-345, you're live on the air. 843-345, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. I don't know.
So what else?
If you girls is on the phone line and anybody got anything else they would like to say, feel free to definitely press 1. The lines are definitely open. we are definitely here, honey, and we could definitely get this madness, we get the madness started, honey. Bitch, like, what the fuck? Everybody got so much to motherfucking say, but nobody wants to call it. Bitch.
Where's Nicole?
I got a whole lot to say, honey, baby, but you know.
I'm Perch.
I know you Perch, honey. I'm sitting here. Oh, wait, hold on. We have another caller.
Hold
on. 347-331, you're live on the air.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Arnold Avila, a.k.a. Antonius Rodney, 007.
Hello. How you doing, Antandra? That's my daughter, Antandra. Mother Couture don't handle the cash. My daughter, Antandra, handles my cash.
I just wanted to actually just bring some things to the table in regarding me and me being thrown out of the house, Ms. Rodney. First of all, I just want to say to the house, Ms. Rodney, I love you guys now. I don't have nothing against some of you guys. What happened yesterday was something that was never supposed to escalate the way that it did, but it did because of someone who was supposed to be my mentor, someone who I had so much respect for, someone who I've been there through thick and thin, someone who I brought over to my family, has met everyone in my family just about, and for them to have the audacity and put certain things on Facebook because of an issue that I was trying to deal with them on a respectful level as a child, I think it really fucked up how things had went. Okay? First of all, Jack, I have never disrespected you. You was my mother, but at the same time, you really fucked up in a very bad way because it's just how you did things. It was fucked up, man. I can't even express how I feel right now because I don't even have the heart to respect you on the show, but I will say this. I don't owe you anything, okay? I don't owe you anything. So for you to even give me all that feedback, making comments on Facebook, why you just couldn't be direct and just tell me how you felt? I feel like if a person could sit around and say all the things about you, that's how they felt from the beginning, okay? And I'm going to put it just like that. I'm trying to take my time because there's so much that I want to say. But I will not let you stop me. You know, I was there. It was great. I must move on. But what I don't understand is why do people have to read when certain things are happening in the house? Okay, I was in this house for 8 motherfucking years. Okay? And for the faggots that got so much to say, y'all motherfuckers is 6-month leases. I was there for 8 motherfucking years. Okay, so y'all don't have shit to motherfucking say about me and being in the house of Ms. Riley, okay? Because these people that I knew for so motherfucking long, none of you bitches was here when I was there, okay? Just let me get out the motherfucking way. You bitches have 6-month motherfucking leases, okay? Like I told y'all before, don't fucking fuck with me. I will fuck y'all bitches up if I have to. Do not fucking play with me, okay? I'm going to let you know just like that. So like I said before, I'm going to leave it just like that. Just watch what you say, because I don't fuck with none of y'all. I never betrayed the house of Ms. Riley, not one motherfucking time where the people was having problems with each other. When it comes up to Terry, Jack, and myself, or anybody else, I never came in between them because at the end of the day, I know how these people can be and they can turn each other, okay? Not one time I made an opinion about any motherfucking body because at the end of the day, that was my gay mother, that was Terry's gay mother, and I felt like the way he went by being, it wasn't in a professional level, like you said, you're so professional, okay? When you have a problem with a child, you come to your child. You don't read on motherfucking Facebook, because that's what faggots do. I didn't want to do that. What I did, and I made a comment on your Facebook and posted something about you showing me more respect because of what you did on Saturday in Pittsburgh when one of my kids was walking. I have 2 gay kids. My first son is Jose Reyes. He works great. He used to be in the hospital. Right. That's my first gay child. He knows my family. And he knows my family. I thought the boring thing. This is the person who called my mother, grandmother, called my dad, grandfather. So for him to try to disrespect me when one of my kids is walking on Pittsburgh and he had walked for Bush King Faith, Jack going to say, out of mic, call your mother. You have one. Trying to be a Kiki. Don't do stuff like that. Because you know why? When you do certain things like that, it will get anybody the right to disrespect you and call you out of your name and this and this and that, like you're fucking cheeky. I'm not no motherfucking cheeky. I am 28 years old, okay? I don't ask a bitch for a motherfucking thing, okay? Everything that I've done it through myself. I went to jail, I paid what I had to pay, and I came back out, and I'm still doing motherfucking me. So at the end of the day, not one bitch has done anything for me. Okay? Yes, we have done many great things together, and I can never forget that. And I'm not going to sit here and say and call you all type of hypocrites, Jack, because I'm not going to do that because I still respect you. But what you did to me, it was really fucked up because I would never, ever do that to you. You was part of me, you know, just like I was part of you. But what you did was really, really messed up. And that type of stuff, I don't appreciate that. And that's why, and that's the reason why you hit me out the house from Israel. You hit me out the house from Israel over a personal issue that me and you have going on, and that thing was really messed up, okay? You kicked me out the house. He not to have me right the first time or a situation that didn't have to involve the husband's right. It was a personal issue, and you didn't have the husband because of that. Now you want to not that the husband is right because you feel like I'm betraying you because I'm friends with people who you don't even associate yourself with. At the end of the day, baby, that is still my family, okay? Like I said, we have bonds with each other, okay? I'm not going to sit here and smile and Kelly face one day and then go back and retell it to you and then go back. I'm not going to do that because at the end of the day, I feel like we all fucking family and we should not hurt each other. You know, why make situations bigger than what they really are? So all I ever wanted was peace between everybody. I'm not going to betray my house. You know, I will never do no shit like that. So that's what it is. And I just want to say that life goes on, we move on, and it is what it is. You know, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Entendre.
So thank you, and I just see everyone around, and that's about it. But like I said before, the husband is right. I don't have anything to do with this. This is a personal issue that I think should have been discussed between a child, between the child and the mother, and people want to go back and forth and want to feed into Jack and stuff like that. What type of shit is that? That's my mother. I knew you before y'all even motherfucking knew her. So for y'all to try to put some shit in his motherfucking ears and stuff like that, this and that, mind your motherfucking business, bitch. Okay? Mind your motherfucking business. I would hate to get deported back to my motherfucking country, bitch, for a motherfucking bitch to fuck with me. Okay? I was almost deported one time, bitch. God gave me another chance to stay in this motherfucking country. I'm not going back. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do, but I'm not going back, bitch. Okay, I'm here to motherfucking stay, bitch. I'm not the labor girl that got deported years ago and they wasn't able to come back, bitch. I was deported, bitch, and I was able to stay in this motherfucking country because I'm a gay motherfucking bush queen. But let that be motherfucking known. I don't have to find the motherfucking book and read on the motherfucking Facebook. I don't do stuff like that. If I have something to say about somebody, I'm going to tell you directly, okay? So it is what the fuck it is. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth, and that's just about it. I'm gonna just leave it like that. But just keep my name out your mouth for all of those who got so much to say about me, you know. And that's about it. So everyone, just have a good night, and it is what it is.
Thank you, Andra.
Bye bye.
That's my motherfucking daughter, Entendre, honey. Whether she's a Mizrahi, whether she was a Mizrahi or not, that was always my daughter, and that's going to always be my daughter and my sister, and I love her, honey. Baby, feel it. It's a bloody mess, London.
Yeah. Lol.
Shh. It's a mess. Honey, it's just too much, honey. I'm gagging. I don't know. Do we have any other callers that's on the phone lines, honey? Because I am over here and I'm ready, honey. I'm ready to get it up. Ready. Baby, somebody open the front door for me, please. I have somebody at the door. Honey, I think it's a special delivery. Ready. I'm going to do a special delivery for the girls, honey. Baby. Nicole, why you is still mm-mm? Nicole, why you is mm-mm?
Mm.
Yes.
Nicole.
Yes.
Did the young man just say that he was telling him something of a personal nature because he thought he could go to him as his gay mother? And he revealed it.
Oh, this is what, let me tell you, this is what happened. This is what, let me give you the whole story, because I know y'all really couldn't hear Entendre. This is what happened. She's feminine or not, her children call her, okay? She has her gay son won his first trophy on Saturday in Pittsburgh. Jack was on the microphone and said to the child that won his trophy, oh, you can call your mother and let your mother know you won your first trophy. The child called Entendre on Sunday and told Entendre. Entendre felt some type of way about Jack saying that on the mic because Entendre is not a mother to her children. She's a father to her children. So she hit Jack up and told Jack, oh, Jack, I don't feel that you should be calling me a mother to my children. I'm a father to my children. I think that was disrespect for you to do that on the mic. So then Jack went into the midst of, Jack, I told Entendre, because me and Jack is the same sign, okay, exactly how Jack was going to come at her when he seen that message. And not 10 minutes before I got on the radio show last night, Jack made his post on Facebook, and the same way I said he was going to come at Entendre is the way he came at Entendre, because I know another Gemini, and I know how we're going to react to a message, and that's what he did. And then after that, he went into the Mizza chat room and said he put Entendre out the house because Entendre has been feeling it since the the Mizzas that was Mizzas split to become Couture. Entendre has been feeling it. And like I said to Mrs. that I spoke to yesterday, Entendre hasn't been feeling it. We've been going state to state in Entendre car going to balls. It's been 3 Miss Rahis in the car and 2 Couture. So how is she feeling it? She's always with the Miss Rahis. She's always hanging out with them. But like I told Entendre, and I said this to everybody, and I said this to Susan, as long as you are, and I'm going to 100% say this, and I'm going to publicly say this, because I have never publicly said this, as long as you're a motherfucking dumb motherfucking bitch in that motherfucking house, and you don't have no motherfucking opinion, and you don't say shit to what's going on, you are all right. When the girls feel that you are getting too big for your britches, and you get a voice, the girls have to get rid of you. They don't want girls that's going to stand up and talk back to them and feel that they're compromising their authority. Entendre had the balls to actually stand up and say how she feels, and how she feels, and Entendre is no longer a part of the House of Mizrahi.
Wow.
8 years.
And that's how you treat someone after 8 years.
Baby, that's how everybody get treated. And like I told everybody always thought, everybody, when I sit here and I used to vent about the things that I used to do for the awards ball and the state-to-state ball and this ball, it wasn't about me venting about any motherfucking thing, about the money. I care less about the fucking money. It was the simple fact of the girls just acknowledging me for what I did, and everybody else around me is sitting and they getting the credit for the shit that I'm doing, but I'm actually the bitch that did everything. Okay? Only thing I ask, bitch, give me acknowledgement. Y'all sitting here, y'all acknowledging everybody else for what they did and giving all the bitches a award. I give 2 fucks about the money because all the shit that we did, it came from motherfucking magic. So it wasn't really about the money. It was just acknowledging me for what I did. You couldn't even do that because y'all bitches got to take the credit for everything they're going to do. I don't have time for that no more. So, baby, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit here and I talk with my sister, and we open back up the House of Couture. Now all acknowledgement that's going to happen with the House of Couture is going to be myself, Laomi, and Jasmine. We're going to take the acknowledgement for everything that happened with everybody because we do it together as a team.
Don't forget me.
Oh, well, in London, too. We do it together as a team, baby. When somebody hit me up and they want to be a part of this house, I send their pictures to Jasmine, I send their pictures to Laomi, and I say, what do y'all think? We gotta do this as a group. We can't do this separate. And that's how we do it here. We're working on our couture pieces, and when we get down to ready to wear, girls, I will let the girls know.
I love it. I love that ready to wear.
Yes, I mean, I don't want to be running. I don't want nothing big. And I got girls hitting me up in South Carolina, Atlanta, all over the place wanting to be in the house. I ain't trying to have nothing big. I'm trying to maneuver. I'm trying to get that strong power 15 that can walk at least two or three categories, and we just get in the motherfucking minivan and just do our motherfucking shit.
I know that's right.
That's how I'm trying to do it for 2011. Numbers, it's not all about the numbers. It's all about the quality and the quantity in what you have. And that's what I got. And that's where I'm going with it.
I know that's right.
We don't have any more callers, honey. I'm sitting here, girls, and I am hot. I am sweating, honey. We're going to get out of here, honey. And, bitch, and I don't give everybody a chance to say goodnight to everybody that's on the phone line. And Nicole will be here tomorrow night with the legendary icon pioneer, Tony Revlon tomorrow on her For Real show. So one by one, everybody that's on the phone line, can y'all say goodnight to the girls? Because we about to get up out of here.
Good night, everyone. Good night, London. Good night, Nicole. Good night, Jasmine. Good night, Kelly. And good night to all the listeners. This is your pioneer icon, R.R. Chanel.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
I'm going to fuck you up, bitch. London.
Oh, good night, good night, Kelly. Good night, Nicola. Good night, Jasmine. I love all the girls and all the girls. I want Kat. Thank you.
I'm going to fuck you up. Jasmine, are you still there with us? Or you're gone? Okay, I guess Jasmine's gone. But like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love you all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Nicole will be live here tomorrow night with the pioneer icon, Tony Revlon, to do his one-on-one exclusive interview about him inside of the scene, outside of the scene, all about his family and his loving children. I love y'all all, and I hope everybody tunes in tomorrow night to hear what Tony Revlon has to say. I love y'all all. Good night.
Oh!